If you've ever played Pac-Man back in the day, or you're hooked on Madden football like I am, well, you know video games can be fun, addictive, guilt-inducing. Imagine all the more productive things you could and should be doing. Well, guilt no more. Scientists believe they have found a game that can actually help cure diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. It's called Fold It, and the game is not unlike Tetris, when you move different shaped blocks into place so they fit neatly. But what players here are actually moving are computerized versions of proteins, giving researchers new combinations to try in real life as they seek to cure illness. We've brought in one of the creators of Fold It, University of Washington Professor Zoran Popovic. And Professor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us what this game is really doing.
This game is basically enticing a huge number of people around the world to solve one of the deep scientific problems in biochemistry that pretty much has to do with the way the life functions. So what Folded is trying to do is trying to merge computers and people together to solve a very hard scientific problem that neither computers nor people alone can solve by themselves.
Okay, so what your players are actually doing is they're folding proteins on the computer, and what does that actually accomplish?
They're predicting the actual structure that proteins can take in real life. And because structure is fundamental to how proteins interact and function and do things in real life cells, whoever knows the structure of these proteins will know the secret of life.
And so you're not just looking for biochemists out there or even computer scientists. I mean, you're just looking for people who have a lot of time to get addicted to something like this?
That's exactly right. I mean, it's actually still not clear what kind of people are very good at this. I flew a huge number of them to Seattle to just, we call them protein savants. And even when I observe them directly as they try to solve problems, they see stuff that I just don't see at all. One of the early outcomes of this was that we realized that regular people playing all over the world are way better than biochemists at this.
We actually installed Folded on the computer we have here in the studio, and I wanted to just give it a try so we know what this sounds like. Some attention-grabbing music. So I'm on a very basic level, and kind of tell me what I'm looking at. I have sort of a something that looks like a narrow folded piece of paper with some red and some tan, and then there's a smaller blue string sticking off it.
So basically what you're seeing is just two amino acids connected together. The tapey thing, the things that looks like a short piece of tape, is the backbone.
Happened.
Right. So if all you're learning there is that you need to separate the amino acids so that they're not colliding. Once that happens, you've solved that level.
I think I just solved the level.
Yeah, that's the victory music.
But I'm nowhere close to doing anything that would help you cure disease. I guess this is just teaching me the very basics.
Well, this is the problem, right? We had to design these levels to basically teach people how to get from complete novice to an expert able to contribute to science. Since we get more than 300, 400 people every day, we actually observe how they do in levels and modify levels on a daily basis such that after people finish all the levels, they have all the information necessary to actually start going to the challenge levels, which are very big proteins that are actively being solved by our best protein folders.
Before I let you go, Professor, I just want to ask you about the players. You've met some of them. You've flown them in. I know you even had a 13-year-old from Virginia whose online handle is Cheese.
Yeah, that's right. What's interesting is that Cheese and his family, instead of watching TV after dinner, they together try to solve and compete on Folded. So it's sort of a completely new pastime, and it's just very rewarding as a scientist who's working on this for several years to find that this is finding a place into living rooms, and it's actually inspiring young kids towards science.
Professor, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
University of Washington Professor Zoran Popovic, one of the creators of the game Fold It.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.